Bob Prunella has served as interim manager in Petersburg since July. Prior to that, he was manager in Wrangell for nearly 9 years until retiring from that job in late May. He planned to work as a traveling interim manager in small communities in the Northwest. First, he worked another 6 weeks in Wrangell until the community found a permanent administrator. Then Prunella took the temporary job here in Petersburg.
And then the longer I was here, I think, well, you know, I'm not ready to retire, and interim traveling around is one thing, but maybe taking on another permanent job for several years would work too, especially since it's close to home.
Prunella, who's lived in Wrangell for 50 years, discussed the Petersburg job with his wife Debbie, and he said she was all for it. Prunella said he likes the current council and the city has an excellent workforce and department heads, so he couldn't see a reason not to apply for the permanent job here rather than traveling around as an interim manager. And being in Petersburg for a while, Prunella said he's found there are a lot of issues and projects that he'd like to help the town pursue.
With a couple of these, I've been down that road in Wrangell. I.e. the formation of a borough. I mean, you know, I've been through that twice. It took two times in Wrangell, and it's going to take a second time here, but I'm confident that we can do it. Or at least I'm confident I could help them do it. And, you know, some other things that I've noticed that could help laying the groundwork for. Well, I'm interested in getting the fire hall built. I'm really interested in the new library because... desperately need a new library. Wrangell's fortunate to, I don't know how many years ago, get a new library, and it's a wonderful building. Public safety building over there is a really nice building with the court and the fire hall and the police station. And I would like to see those things happen here in Petersburg.
A couple of the prominent developments Prunella oversaw during his tenure in Wrangell include the Nolan Convention Center and Museum and the Marine Travel Lift and Repair Yard. Prunella, who still calls Wrangell home, said he would move to Petersburg and become a resident if he gets the job, though he does not plan to stay here permanently.
No, but I'd be a resident and I would stay here a lot, and my wife could come back and forth, and please bring the dog. So I will be a Petersburg resident. I will not sell my home in Wrangell because when I'm ready to retire, that's where I'm going to retire. So, you know, right now I'm interim, and I don't go home every weekend anyway. I think some people think I do. I do not.
Prunella started out his professional career as an eighth grade teacher for Wrangell Public Schools. He worked in the district as a teacher and later a principal until 1985. He has a master's degree in educational administration from Pennsylvania State University. Before becoming a city manager of Wrangell, Prunella worked in the private sector, including a year as assistant manager at Wrangell Seafoods and a decade or so providing services to gold mines at the Stikine River in Iskut as owner-operator of North Arm Expediting. Wrangell hired him as manager in 2000. Wrangell and Petersburg have long collaborated on many issues, including energy, but in recent years the neighboring towns have been at odds over potential hydropower developments in Thomas Bay. Petersburg has pushed for a smaller, publicly owned project at Ruth Lake, while Wrangell has supported a private company's larger development proposal for nearby Swan Lake. Prunella says he was not in favor of non-disclosure and power purchase agreements the Wrangell Assembly made with Cascade Creek LLC, the private company. And Prunella says he also did not agree with the Assembly's decision to file for a federal permit for Ruth Lake in competition with Petersburg. As far as public versus private power development in general, Prunella says he has not made up his mind whether he favors one or the other.
I guess private sometimes has a... can better raise the finances than you can public. The concerns about private, I know what they are, that they would jack the rates up, but they would be controlled, you know, so by regulatory commissions and so forth. The advantage for the public owning, and I'm talking about the generation, is that you're not trying to make a profit. You're trying to just keep your rates where you have operation and maintenance money and replacement and renewal money. So I'm not sure which way I lean on that. On transmission end of it, I really lean toward the public controlling the transmission for sure.
Prunella says he takes a team approach to running the city, establishing a relationship and trust with the employees, supporting their efforts, and recognizing their achievements. He also says city business should be as transparent as possible, and he encourages the public to talk with him if they have concerns about city issues.
Even though this is a busy office, and I am still like to be available to the public, by phone or, you know, drop in. Don't drop in, you make a phone call, because I like to run around and look at all the other departments. But I'll listen to just about anything. Listen. And then I always like to look up what's behind it, and I'll always respond back to the public on any issues, positive or negative.
Interim City Manager Bob Prunella is one of the three finalists for Petersburg's top administrative post. The City Council will discuss the three in an executive session during tonight's council meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.